When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council. Yeah.
Massachusetts night. Sleeping like a dog. She's half an hour late. She always takes that long. When she pulls up, she got a new tattoo. It's like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. The deeper and deeper I fall, she's wide, and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wide, and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. She's a lover and a fighter, a drinker and a driver. And I'm all alone even when I'm beside her. I want her, the tighter I hold, faster and faster she goes. This is why, and she loves a Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's why, and she loves Massachusetts. Massachusetts night. Out in the human night, there's a halo around the parking lot of light. I feel small and insignificant, trying to imagine how I'd ever fit into her. Massachusetts night.
over some Tucson, that scrumptious blue phone. Madam, you are tragically unreal. Or maybe it's mystic, that other dude missed it. Your true religion unbuckled my Bible belt. The bridal shower felt like rain supreme. Shoot, she got me hooked, my name's Kareem. Just ball courts, divorce courts is no option. Our chemistry is but a strange concoction. Our chemistry is but a strange concoction.
Oh, Hello.
Hello.
This is I Wish You Could See This, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is a beautiful night. It's so cold.
Yeah, it's so cold.
It's so cold.
Yeah, who's to say? Who's to say that's okay? That's what I always say.
I wanted to say on the air tonight, I'm so hungry. I just wanted to say that.
Really?
God, I don't know. I just planned my day weirdly, and So if anyone's listening, I don't think we have any listeners, but if anyone has any food, I mean, you can't even eat in the studio.
DoorDash coupons.
Yeah, or DoorDash coupons. Send them my way. So we're running a little behind today, so we'll do a quick intro. But I think that's it. It's 11:14.
Only just. 11:14.
As in the day is, just
now
12
is,
minutes
only
in.
I see. But the time is 12:12.
And we've got an exciting show for you.
Exciting?
Oh, yeah. But let's introduce the panel today. We just have me, Caleb, and we have...
me. Jack.
And we're missing the rest of the guys, but it's okay. I mean, they're fine. They're sleeping or whatever.
We've got a lot to do anyway.
Exactly.
A lot on the to-do list.
The big news for this show, for everyone who's listening, and for all the people who want to option us for an Emmy.
Let's just shoot right to the top.
Let's
go for gold, baby.
We
invested all our money into this.
We have a schedule now.
Yeah, we bought a schedule.
Which is important.
That's that Matt Damon movie, but instead of animals, that was the original title, actually.
They bought someone to help him make a schedule.
A wedding planner.
Boring movie.
It was Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, right. So, according to the schedule, in 2 minutes, we'll have finished our first song break. Who knows if we'll stay on that. What are schedules anyway, but just lines?
Yeah, they're just lines in the sand of time.
Lines in the sand of time, names in the sand of
if you do
crime.
Cocaine out of an hourglass, that's a line in the sand of time.
Yeah, sure.
That's true,
that
man.
Takes some thinking to get.
Yeah, but you get it. Yeah, so we have a great show.
Enjoy the next song is a Chet Baker song, and we'll come back with our first segment after that. Enjoy.
Songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Thank you. was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also like the day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Welcome to our new podcast within a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
This segment will henceforth be known as this.
This segment, look, we're going to answer some big questions for you.
Okay? Biggest.
The things you always have been wondering. Mm-hmm. The stuff that keeps you up at night. Our first question is from a listener in Akron, Ohio, mm-hmm. who writes, I wish you could see this. Why do people shake their leg uncontrollably in class?
Oh.
What is that? We got an answer.
So I actually heard a folk tale about this once from my late child. It turns out that people shake their legs in class nervously because bugs are crawling into their legs.
Oh.
Yeah, people forget about the bugs.
Public schools are underfunded. There are large amount of infestations all over the country, and it comes out in restless legs.
In the taxpayers' dollars.
I heard something else too. I heard that actually, contrary to popular belief, schools are run from a series of generators that are underneath the school, and those generators are powered by the force of restless kids pushing down on the floor.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. I read, this may have been the same article. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, sure.
I read that schools can't afford heat because of the taxpayers' dollars.
Sure.
So they're keeping the place warm by moving.
Got it. It's just moving.
Yeah. I mean, honestly. But I also read that maybe that's what powers the heat for the rest of the country.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Incorrect, I think.
I think it's cool. Turns
very
out,
correct, I think.
That does sound correct.
It's very correct.
To our listener who had this question, these schools, every school has a supplier of chairs.
Every school has.
And the chairs that the company that supplies many schools chairs actually make them tickle the kids. And so the kids have a reaction. I mean, it's just they can't control it. It's a reaction.
Yeah. Some actually get addicted, and that's why we have vibrating chairs.
Exactly. There's also a...
some people couldn't stop, and then their body gave out, and that's why we have Lazy Boys.
Yep, that's where the name comes from. There's
because those Lazy Boys won't keep us hot anymore.
There's a... for struggling schools, a Western Union school program that employs students who are looking for some extra cash to tap out telegrams using their feet underneath the desk.
That's Western Union.
That's Western Union.
What does Eastern Union?
Eastern Union, that's nothing.
The EU?
Dumplings, nothing. They make dumplings.
The EU makes dumplings.
The Eastern Union.
Ever since they got rid of the
pound. You mean the European Union?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Eastern
Union. I think you said it wrong.
And that's the segment. Please remember to mail in any questions you have, and we'll be sure to answer them.
And as always, welcome to Turtle Time.
Welcome to Turtle Time. This has been Turtle Time. Enjoy the rest of this music.
Yeah. If you can.
It's royalty free.
to getting down to business.
Getting down to business.
It's time to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We just came off the subject of schools, and that has not left our minds here in the studio.
No, why would it?
Why would it? These are really big issues. One thing, you know, with the new different regulations on education now, yeah, and just the shift, I mean, shifting land with with social media.
When something's new, so rare is it different.
Exactly.
But these regulations, man, we've never seen anything like them.
And so I think what's weird is that now we're just tests.
Yeah.
And it's
the
just
taxpayer.
What happened to the alternative style assessment?
Yeah, the old-fashioned alternative style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You used to have, you know, you could either write a paper or you could make a diorama.
You could, or did you ever do this? Make a wanted poster.
Oh, yeah, I think I did that.
You know, when your teacher had you read a book and then asked you, naturally, make a wanted poster for the villain.
That's interesting.
But then you choose the good guy and you don't realize that it's the good guy. And then you got to go to, like, counseling and stuff.
Well, then you got to talk about it. You got to spin the novel and talk about how aren't we the bad guy.
And then you get an A.
And then you get an A.
And that's why we do alternative statistics.
Exactly.
All right, here's another one.
Uh-huh.
Eulogy.
Sad.
Yeah, very sad. So, you know, when your teacher didn't want you to have to write a paper.
Uh-huh.
So instead you wrote a eulogy for a word that is overused in your own writing sample.
Oh, I remember that. Your teacher, it's such a classic thing. Your teacher would call you in and they'd say, God, you use the word "the" a lot in your writing. And instead of doing the project on Lord of the Flies, I want you to write a eulogy for that word and never use it again.
Yeah.
And you have to call it Lord of Flies.
If
now.
You say throughout one, okay, man, throughout means it happens the whole book. Mm-hmm. Every word is reinforcing that truth. Uh-huh. That's not what you mean.
You say succumb too many times, and that's
and wrong. Now you're going to bury it.
All right, what about this one? This is a business card. Do you ever do this? So you have to look. Oh, we read The Hobbit.
Of course,
in sixth
I'm
grade,
laughing because who wouldn't?
And we had to make a business card for this is weird. Not for like Bilbo or for like Gandalf, but for Tolkien selling the book that said J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
Novelist at large.
Yeah, novelist at large.
And now, again, like a business card has to be pretty minimal, so there was not much of a project.
Okay, I got two good ones for you. I can't believe I forgot about these. College is so disheartening.
Uh-huh.
What about the good old-fashioned internet resource list?
Mm-hmm.
Students will find a list of websites that explain the current math concepts correctly.
Oh, this one's for math. I remember that.
Yeah.
It was just, you just Google how to do Pythagoras.
Yeah, and then like 10 different YouTube videos come up.
Uh-huh.
Easy A.
Okay, what about this one? This is a calendar. This is for science. Remember, this is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have to mark on the calendar.
Yeah.
It's going to be paper or electronic. The time frame for how long it would take to see changes in a scientific event, like erosion or plants growing.
Oh, wow.
And so, again, what was weird about this, and also endearing about it, was that you didn't have to express any knowledge about how erosion occurs or how plants grow or photosynthesis or anything. Only the rough time frame and a series of deliverables that a plant would have to show you.
You need a start date and an end date
it's
then
simple.
Like two more spots.
A couple points.
Break.
And very easy.
I forgot. I said spots.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Did you ever do Reader's Theater?
Uh-huh.
Perform a Reader's Theater that is all about the current topic.
Did you ever do
I don't know what a Reader's Theater is.
Reader's Feeder, where you have to feed the class.
Oh, you have to feed the librarian.
You have to feed the librarian. Yeah, all the readers you have to feed.
Reader's Feeder.
It's just a catering gig, which is weird.
What about a diary? Pen a diary entry from a famous scientist.
Oh, that's classic.
Submit it to festivals. Make
for
bank.
Approval.
Yeah.
Okay, what about fashion sketch? This was for social studies.
Oh, fashion sketch?
Fashion sketch, yeah. You got to do an example of what a person would wear from the era being studied. And weirdly, we would study...
Okay, biblical times. Go, Caleb.
Biblical times, it's just a cloth. Just wear a cloth.
What about Mary Shelley?
Mary Shelley? Frankenstein. She wears copies of her novel, Frankenstein. The pages torn out and sewn together.
Okay, and hear me out. Wes Anderson.
That's not a time frame. That's not a period of era.
Oh, yeah. We'll see who better guessed the zeitgeist.
Sure.
In
well, I guess
years.
You're right. What about this? Have you ever done a collage? I think you actually misspelled this. It was college.
Oh.
For math, we'd have to found a small liberal arts college in the town.
Easy.
And make a design a math course surrounding the topic.
Was it an engineering school or a liberal arts school?
No, it was only that math.
Oh. Oh, so this is Quadratic Theorem College?
University, yeah. I didn't say it. There's a graduate program.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did the Quadratic... I forget what... Quadratic
theorem. U. Yeah.
Oh,
Quad U.
QU.
Yeah, QU.
Q-U.
And you can like...
Was there a law degree you could get from QU?
JD and QU? No, I don't think there was.
Oh, no? What? So med school?
No, there was no med school.
Okay, what grad programs did you have?
Well, it was a communications program.
Communications?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a communications program.
So,
I will say that there was, you know, they were going under. They were,
oh yeah,
they really
QU.
Were. Because
anyway,
the students powering the school were getting tired.
Yeah, but the music here keeps getting louder.
Louder. All
so
right.
So you better come to
yeah,
QU. You.
Request a song?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'd like to hear Anyhow by the Kaczynski Truck Stand.
Say it one more time.
The name of the song is Anyhow, and it's by the Kaczynski Truck Stand.
Okay, you got it. It's coming up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's kind of cool. It's next. Nice.
I think. Oh God, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I don't know, I just am.
You always get like this.
I just think this is a big deal, okay? We cannot blow this time.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we've never had a client like this before. Such a, it's a big name, but we're gonna be fine. Uh-huh. We nail it every time. That's how we got here.
Can you give me my pep talk again?
I mean, it's different every time.
Just tell me the things that make me feel good.
Okay. You just need a little garlic,
uh-huh.
A little onion,
uh-huh.
A little raspberry smooch.
I know.
And then you got your booze news.
Okay. All right, I feel better
All
now.
All right, booze news.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Did you have to say it? Booze news.
What?
You have to say booze news?
Booze news.
Okay, thank you.
I'm so excited. I mean, I am. If this works, we will be reinventing the industry.
I mean, the people's least favorite scents is going to be their new favorite, or at least top four.
I know.
Three.
It's such a problem. You want to practice the pitch?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. How about we do an outline?
Okay, let's do an outline. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Here's what gets me so angry about it.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll have to come right back.
Yeah, we will have to come back.
Because, well, things are happening. Final pitch.
The last stage. We made it the whole way through the company.
I know.
Despite some serious technical issues with our presentation.
Serious technical issues. I mean, we were stumbling, but I think the spirit of it is what came through.
Yeah.
And I'll just say it just to remind everyone.
Yeah.
We're reinventing the candle industry.
The way you think of candles is going to be exploded into an implosion.
It's going to be, exactly. And I'll tell you, these are my roots. I was a lamplighter.
You were really
way right out of college.
My dad was a lamplighter.
It's just the classic, first job.
Yeah, of many, many non-middle school graduates.
Exactly, and I just remember like feeling like, you know, as technology changed and more electric lights were put in, that my job was becoming obsolete, and so I made it my goal to tackle the candle industry from the ground up and really reinvent it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
How do we make candles meaningful again?
How do we make people care about smell again? It's a bigger question.
Scented candles. But you know what people don't talk about?
Mm-hmm.
People don't talk about sighted candles, where you can see different images coming up from the flames.
Yeah, well, that's all. That's, I mean, it's a great addition.
There's a candle for every sense.
There's a candle for every time, too. People don't realize that. Before there were clocks, people would change candles on the hour. There would be 10 candles. It was back before there was a 12-hour day.
Sure.
Days were just short, right? I guess. And yeah, you would have a candle for every hour, and it would be someone's full-time job. And now, because
digital
of lights,
digital,
it's all digital.
All digital.
Yeah, sorry,
of lights.
I like analog. Give me some outboard equipment.
Thomas Alva Edison, looks like you.
No, I don't want to buy your plug-in, sir, Mr. Tesla.
Never.
Nuh-uh. We're going outboard, digital, analog, physical, hardware.
Hardware.
With the candles.
With the candles. Look. When else could your source of light burn you? There's an element of thrill in that.
Hands
that's just
in the
gone.
Heat. We started cooking because we loved to burn our hands over candles.
And then, you know, the first pioneer tasted a bit of his burnt hand, and the rest is history.
I mean, but we're preaching to the choir here, sir. And you're just a man in this waiting room, too. But we're all just trying to get our new
product out there. You ask what our new... We've just been dancing around the point like a flame dancing in the wind, I may add.
Wait, you want to know...
What's our main pitch? What are these candle flavors that are really going to take the candle industry to the next level?
Wait, you... We're pitching to you? This isn't the waiting room? This is your office?
Your office is so conspicuous.
Conspicuous. And we got to impress you.
Uh-huh.
In one more break.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to reinvent light as we know it.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades and staying out of trouble. Truth is, there's stuff you could be doing as early as 7th grade to start preparing. So if you're really serious about college, you 13-year-old, visit knowhowto2go.org. Knowhowtogo.org. It spells out everything you need, just like I spelled out 2. Starting with step 1, finding an adult who can help. For the rest of the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. So the first step isn't actually going to knowhow.org. It's going to an adult who can help.
Right.
Brought to you by American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. This has been a PSA. Okay, sir. I know this has been a shotgun pitch. Crap.
Oh, my God. Don't blow it now. Do not blow it.
We're so close.
Do not blow it. We have 4 minutes to change the world.
Okay, you gotta give me a pep talk now.
All right. Listen. Take my hands.
I've got all of them.
Uh-huh.
I got them all.
Oh, they're so warm. Listen to me. Repeat after me.
Yes.
Wax is hot. Fire is good. We're gonna burn this place down.
I can't do it.
Come on. Look. When we were coming up in grade school together, you remember that?
Kinda. I blacked out for a lot of
I know you did. You were...
Knocked me off that wall.
Well, we don't talk about that. Now we're partners. Listen.
Sorry.
When we were coming up in grade school together...
Sorry, sir.
But you can hang on a second. Oh, yeah, I can hang on a second. When we were coming up in grade school together, we always said, we're going to change the world. What are we going to do? We're going to take a pile of wax. We're going to put a little string in it. It sounds small.
Well, you know, I got to the same place with bacon grease, but sure, you just started with wax.
Wax, we've already had that discussion. Wax is the better material.
Wax is cast iron.
It seems humble on the outside. Just a pile of wax, a little string, doesn't know what it's doing there. But when you light it,
you're right.
Things change.
Just a pile of wax? There's no such thing as just a pile of wax.
You know what it is? It's family. It's warmth. It's the holidays.
It's friendship.
Friendship.
It's Subaru.
It's time.
Time and friendship and sometimes even bacon grease.
And love. But that's not the point.
No, love is never the point.
Love is never the point.
Love yourself and then we can talk about how candles love.
So what do you say?
I'll take it.
Oh, yes. You will not regret this, sir.
How much money do you want?
Well, that's an important question. I thank you for asking that. We're actually taking donations.
donations.
Uh-huh. So anything you feel comfortable paying.
Anything?
Uh-huh. It can be smaller. We're just here. We're here because we're friends.
Anything at all?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Now that we've practiced the pitch, we should do the whole thing.
We should do the real thing. And that was a great impression, my guy.
Thanks. Well, right, we'll say. You know, I get George Clooney's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, but I like my George Clooney.
Well, I'm proud of us. And that is another successful pitch, another successful long-form ending of our show. The schedule worked out.
The schedule worked out.
It was very stressful. I mean, next week we'll be even more on our game, but yeah. I think it was successful for the first time working with schedule.
Yeah, first time working with schedule, I wouldn't have known.
I would not have known that.
No.
I'll just remind all the listeners, thank you for the call earlier. We loved the song. This is I Wish You Could See This. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the show to listen to when you want to be confused.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
But next week will be better. We're always improving.
Yeah, we are always. I like that attitude.
Right? I mean, yeah. What is college radio but a
improvement?
Wasteland of improvement.
Yeah. Wasteland of improvement.
I don't know. Do you want to do the sign off?
Yeah, sure, I'll do the sign.
All right. As we say at the end of every show.
I wish you could see this.
But I wish you could be...
here with us.
Exactly. Thanks to everyone. And for the donors.
Don't forget to pray.
Don't forget to pray. Good night.